You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Flipboard's new app learns what you like, then crafts you a zine. By David Pierce. Flipboard exists in stark contrast to your Facebook newsfeed or Twitter timeline. It doesn't rely on your high school friends to share whatever junk they're reading, nor does it ask you to follow the right combination of 800 people. Flipboard's always been a quieter place that you can fill with news stories you like. Today, Flipboard is rolling out a brand new version of its platform that introduces what it calls smart magazines. These topic-based sections of the app can learn what you like based on your reading habits. Think of it like a Spotify Daily Mix playlist. A bunch of things for you to read on a topic you enjoy automatically generated for you every time you go back. An example, I've been trying to learn more about wine. Somehow drinking it excessively feels more acceptable if I can speak grandly about the wine in the process. So I set up a smart magazine by choosing the topic wine. You could also choose cooking or politics or kittens or thousands of other things. Flipboard then asks me to drill down a bit to give it a sense of what I'm interested in, California wine or Cabernets or wine cellars. I pick a few, and Flipboard automatically populates a flippable list of stories I might like about wine. As I read, the app learns more about which topics and publications I like and further tunes the magazine to my interests. Every time I go back, there's new stuff waiting for me. You can build your own smart magazine, which is a particularly cool power user feature. Pick your three favorite YouTubers, your six favorite websites, and the only three good people on Twitter. Flipboard will put it all in one easily readable place. All the standard Flipboard stuff still applies, of course. You can curate your own magazines and share them with others. You can follow publications, and you can share stuff inside and outside the app. But using the smart magazines feels different and better somehow. The app's a welcome respite from the never-ending grab bag of social networks. It's not a perfect news tool and doesn't have its finger on the pulse of the internet, but who cares? Sometimes it's nice to just have a place to read about wine and catch up on the latest sweet videos of puppies jumping off of stuff. We all need a break from the never-ending chaos of the internet and life in 2017, and sometimes your very own wine magazine is just exactly what you need.
How did you like that last episode? Is there anything we can do to make it better? I'm Raul, and I'm part of the team that brings this spoken edition to you. Help us improve it by sending me your feedback via email to raul@spokenedition.com. Your opinion is very important to us, and we'd love to hear from you.